Senator Jim Inhofe joins us, Republican from Oklahoma, to talk a little bit about the EPA. Senator, welcome to the program. Glad to have you.
Well, nice to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the EPA. Let's talk about the president's energy policies. Let's start there first. Are you satisfied, dissatisfied with them?
Well, I'm dissatisfied with them. And, the president has a problem with the truth because he keeps saying certain things over and over again. For example, he says that we only have 2% of the reserves of oil and gas, and yet we're used 25%, and that's just factually wrong. Fortunately, who was it that came out? USGS came out last week and agreed with my figures. I've been saying all along that we have the largest reserves of oil, gas, and coal, recoverable reserves, in the world. And so we could be totally independent from the Middle East, totally, in a very short period of time. And the second thing, and this is very significant, because I called up Harold Hamm, who's one of the largest producers in America. He happens to be from Oklahoma. And I said, they've been saying that if we can get into this land that's off limits for drilling, it would take 10 years before that supply and demand ratio would reach the pumps. And he said, no, absolutely not. And so I'm quoting the expert. He said it only takes 70 days. He said if we were set up in New Mexico today and they were to take this land and allow us to go ahead and drill, we would have the first barrel in 2 months, and it only takes 10 days to go through the refining process. So you're talking about 70 days, not 10 years. So I only say that because there are a lot of people listening to us right now who still believe those two things that the president keeps saying over and over and over again when he knows they're not true.
Well, yeah, Senator, I know this is new for a lot of folks, the largest recoverable reserves, because it seems like I've been hearing since the 70s that we have this just tiny amount. We've gone through a lot of our oil. We don't really have that much more. So this is new to a lot of people.
Well, it's new, and because of the new type formations and the sands, it's just coming. The figure I'm using is that's today, a snapshot today. Mm-hmm. But this is rapidly increasing. And by the way, the president said, well, we've increased production during my 3.5 years of administration. Well, that was because that's all on private land. On public land, it has reduced by 17%, and yet there's so much new production in these tight formations. But here's the big thing, and I'm the guy who should talk about this because I'm from Oklahoma. The first hydraulic fracturing to take place anywhere in the world was in my state of Oklahoma in 1949, and even the administrator of the EPA, appointed by Obama, admits that the hydraulic fracturing is there's never been a case of groundwater contamination due to hydraulic fracturing. Now that's a process that's used, and so if the president is successful in saying, oh, we have an abundance of natural gas, but we have to end hydraulic fracturing, which is what he's trying to do, you can't get one cubic foot of natural gas out of a tight formation without using hydraulic fracturing. So that was his way to try to kill it. But I think the American people have caught on.
I think, a lot of people, what they know about hydraulic fracturing fracking is what they hear either a quick news report or maybe they saw the documentary Gasland, in which a man's water could be set on fire because it had so much gas. So
they did that. And I did this on the Senate floor when we're exposing some of this stuff. That actually was done where they falsified this thing, made it look like they're taking water that was used in hydraulic fracturing and lighting it on fire coming out of a faucet. In fact, they put in gasoline in order to have it light on fire, and the courts are the ones who found that they did this thing. So we haven't heard about that in a long period of time. I think the fact remains that even the administrator agrees that hydraulic fracturing has not caused groundwater contamination. So I think we're gonna win that. The president was convinced that people are just too dumb to know what hydraulic fracturing is because it sounds complicated, but they're not. And I think the polling shows that the people of America want to use our own resources and be able to develop cheaper gas at the pump and cheaper gas and coal to heat our homes.
Senator, if everything you're saying is true, and this
now, Molly.
Oh, well, of course it is. You're in government. Of course everything you say is true. Let's go with that. Let's say it is. But what is the conspiracy theory? Why would there be a documentary like Gasland showing many people saying that this has ruined their life and contaminated their water, and, you know, showing pictures of dead wildlife. Why would all these lies be perpetrated? What's behind it? What would they gain?
It's the same thing in Al Gore's movie, that all these things, for a period of 2 years, people believed him. Then one by one, each has been refuted, whether it's sea level rise or anything else. This is the answer to your question, Molly. I can remember back when the financial backbone of the Tea Party used to be trial lawyers. It used to be other things, but it clearly, in the last 10 years, it's been the far-left extremist environmentalists. Now, I'm talking about MoveOn.org, George Soros, Michael Moore, the Al Gore group out in Hollywood. These are the ones who are trying to make people believe that everyone's going to die, you know, if it's global warming or just contamination. And it's just flat not true. But this, there are a lot of people who believe it. And the motivation is to go ahead and get people to do away with fossil fuels so that they can start working and concentrating on what they call green energy. Here's the problem. You can't run this machine called America without using fossil fuels. It can't be done, and they know it. Maybe someday, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it will be, but not today.
Well, wouldn't the idea be to at least curtail our dependence on that, go with more green energy if it's better for the planet, if it's better for the air and the water? Wouldn't that be the better way to go? And then the follow-up question to that, and we only have a couple minutes left, but the follow-up question to that is, can't we get fossil fuels here and not put them out in the world market, like they're saying with the Keystone Pipeline? If we can produce it here, why can't we keep it here?
Well, first of all, the Keystone Pipeline, if we don't do it, if we don't change, and obviously I believe we will, and if we don't, it's still going to be produced, but it's going to go to China, mm-hmm. and they've already talked about how they're going to take it to the west coast of Canada, and it'll be shipped to China. So, yes, it's going to happen anyway. Now, to answer your first question, Molly, we have spent more money. We're talking about billions and billions, actually hundreds of billions of dollars, through not just the Clinton administration, but the Bush administration, Bush 1, Bush 2, on trying to, and we are working on solar. We're working on wind. It's just that right now, that can't supply the energy necessary to run America in what we have. So if we were to continue, there's the last thing I want to make sure we get on record here, and that is what Lisa Jackson said in response to my question. You know, what if I'm wrong on this thing? And, you know, if we were to pass any of the cap and trade, either by regulation or legislation, would that reduce CO2 emissions worldwide? And she said no, because obviously this isn't where the problem is.
Okay. All right, this is Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma. Senator, thank you for your time. I know you're busy. Appreciate it.
Nice to be with you guys.
Thank you, sir.